Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
What is going on, guys? It is Friday. I'm going to continue our owner's box coverage here. NFL season over, but still we've got NBA to talk about, and that's what we're going to be breaking down today on this show. If you guys do me a favor, like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you want to sign up for owner's box, sign up using the link that we have below up to a $500 bonus on your first deposit. So using the Sims tools here at Stochastic, I built out some lineups in the lineup generator, simulated them now in the simulation tool. So I'm going to favor my top 20 lineups for owner's box tonight, and we'll see what the results look like here. What is my top projected lineup and some of the players I'm getting the most exposure to at each position? My overall top projected lineup, I simulated ROI here with a 205.1% sim ROI. We've got SGA, DeJounte Murray, Trey Mann in the backcourt here alongside with John Conchar in the frontcourt, Chet Holmgren, Bam Adebayo, Cody Martin, and Grant Williams. And then we've got Victor Wembanyama in that utility spot. So it's a little bit simpler as far as the positions go over on owner's box. It's just backcourt players, frontcourt players, and then you get one utility spot where you can plug in whoever you want. So that is one thing that definitely differentiates it from FanDuel and DraftKings. Now let's look at the exposures. We'll go position by position. And, you know, like we just said, not all that many positions to talk about here. But either way, we're going to look at the frontcourt and the backcourt players to see who it is that we're actually getting to. So we'll sort by position, looking at guards, and see what it is that we're getting to. And at guard, yeah, lots of exposure to Trey Mann, DeJounte Murray, SGA. These guys all showing up in north of half of my lineups here. Keep in mind, just favored to the top 20. Didn't build like 150 lineups or anything. What we did is just favored to the top 20 to see for people who are 20 max players who's really standing out here. And yeah, so Trey Mann in 70% of lineups, Murray in 65%, SGA in 55%. Koulibaly and Tyus Jones in 45% of lineups each. Really interesting situation with the Washington Wizards. If you guys watched their game last night, which, I mean, why would you? Who wants to watch a Washington Wizards basketball game? Although they did get absolutely just destroyed by Jokic last night. He nearly had a triple-double at halftime of that game. But the big news, at least as far as lineups go for the Wizards last night, Jordan Poole went from a starting role to a bench role. So with that being the case, Koulibaly moved into the starting lineup, and Koulibaly's a lower usage player than Jordan Poole, which opened up a lot of extra opportunity for other players in the Wizards starting lineup. So Kyle Kuzma, massive fantasy game last night, scored north of 60 fantasy points. It wasn't solely because of Jordan Poole moving to the bench, but certainly didn't hurt. And that's where we're seeing some Wizards players that are standing out here. So Koulibaly, Tyus Jones, they both benefit from the move of Jordan Poole to the bench. If we go ahead and look at who's expected to be the most popular at the guard spots, a lot of the players we're getting exposure to. Trey Mann, DeJounte Murray, Tyus Jones, Devin Vassell. Those are your four most popular backcourt players here on owner's box. Players I'm overweight to at the spot overall. Yeah, the guys who I have the most exposure to, SGA, Murray, Mann, Koulibaly, and Tyus Jones. If you look at who I'm underweight to at the guard spot, most notably underweight to Darius Garland as well as Anthony Edwards. With Garland, we just need a little bit more information. Donovan Mitchell sat last night. Garland ended up taking on a much bigger role for the Cleveland Cavaliers in the absence of Donovan Mitchell, and a terrible first half for Darius Garland. I was doing our new post-lock show last night over on Playback with Josh Engelman. Both him and I had north of 80% exposure to Darius Garland. So we're going like, oh, but we're screwed tonight. Garland, just terrible start to the game. I think at halftime, he had 3 points, 2 assists, and 1 rebound. He looked dead for sure, but still finished with 40 fantasy points last night. Point being, Darius Garland, as things stand out, doesn't look all that great. But that's because Donovan Mitchell, questionable in and our projection. Mitchell gets ruled out for the second consecutive game. Darius Garland looked like a really good play in that sort of scenario. So certainly could change here. And then Anthony Edwards, another player that I'm underweight to in the backcourt. Frontcourt.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Now, so sort by players I have the most exposure to in the front court. That is Wembanyama, Grant Williams, Cody Martin, Rudy Gobert, all players in north of half of my lineups. Bam Adebayo also in 45%. So one thing that really this tells me is that the utility spot is used up by a lot of front court players. We have front court players who are projecting better than some of the backcourt players, most notably Grant Williams for cheap, and then Victor Wembanyama as a pay-up option. We have projected for 49.6 fantasy points. If we go ahead and look at the players who are expected to be most popular at the position, Grant Williams, Cody Martin, Victor Wembanyama, they are all projected for north of 30% ownership. And then we got Bam Adebayo here, 24% projected ownership. Who I'm most overweight to at the position, same as what we're looking at in the backcourt. I'm just building out 20 lineups here. So the players I'm most overweight to, it's the same as the players that I have the most exposure to. Who I'm underweight to, Jokic, always a little bit scary, but it is the tail end of a back-to-back. Easy match from against Portland, but still very expensive for Nikola Jokic. And the biggest issue with getting to Jokic is actually less to do with Jokic himself, but more opportunity cost, because there aren't that many cheap plays to like on the slate. Always subject to change if more players get ruled out. And then Denny Avdia, underweight to him, as well as Marvin Bagley. And one of the main reasons for that is you look at all the exposure we had to Bilal Coulibaly as well as Tyus Jones. And you know, you can't be overweight to every player on the Washington Wizards. So underweight to Denny and Marvin Bagley. So that's a little bit of a roundup for tonight's Owner's Box slate. If you like the content, do me a favor, like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Good luck, and also enjoy your weekend, everybody.